and dignity is upheld, as well as the transfer becomes sustainable, as is the case with the ongoing voluntary repatriation of refugees to Burundi, whereby as of today, 137,428 refugees have been voluntarily repatriated. As we continue to fulfill our obligation as a host state, the government of Tanzania is determined to protect the asylum space from being abused by social and economic migrants at the expense of credible and bona fide refugees. I therefore continue to request the High Commissioner to support us in invoking the cessation of refugee status for Burundian refugees. Madam Chair, we are aware on how COVID-19 pandemic significantly contributes to the continued decline of funding in refugee operations. Thus, we appeal for all stakeholders to come together in the spirit of burden responsibility sharing in hosting and providing humanitarian assistance to our brothers and sisters who are in need of international protection. We therefore continue to appeal to the international community to invest and enhance support in areas of return, as well as reintegration programs in Burundi to ensure that the return is sustainable and human. Currently, it is clear that there are no security threats in majority of Burundian refugees hosted in Tanzania and elsewhere if they decide to go back home. Rather, they have fear of economic and social hardship when they decide to go back home. The government of Tanzania wishes to recap to this meeting that it still hosts a group of more than 50,000 Burundian refugees, remnants of 1972 caseload, after naturalizing about 162,015 refugees. We therefore continue to urge UNHCR and the international community at large, in the spirit of burden responsibility sharing, to support the government of Tanzania in providing assistance to this particular group. Madam Chair, amidst the burden of provision of social, economic, and assistance to asylum seekers and refugees, Tanzania continues to express its concern on the environmental impact caused by a large number of refugees in the country. We therefore call for urgent interventions to address the issue of environment, but even more importantly, the need to seek for an alternative sources of energy in the camps as well as surrounding host community. In this regard, I wish to convey my heartfelt gratitude to the High Commissioner for his commitment to continuous support to the government of the United Republic of Tanzania in addressing challenges related to environmental degradation and security in the areas surrounding refugee camps. Madam Chair, I wish to convey my government's sincere appreciation to the governments of the United States of America, Canada, Australia, to mention a few, for their noble cause of practical showing solidarity with Tanzania, for sharing the burden and responsibility by allowing refugees from Tanzania, the protracted Congolese refugees who have been hosted in Tanzania since 1990s, to resettle in their respective countries. I appeal for the other countries to open their doors in support for resettlement programs. Madam Chair, in conclusion, I wish to reiterate the firm commitment of the government of United Republic of Tanzania in honoring its long-lasting tradition and international obligation in hosting and supporting refugees. I call upon all relevant stakeholders to recommit themselves to this noble cause to support refugees. Thank you for your kind attention.
I thank you, Excellency.